I love you.
You know, like, your pointing is very suspect. You look like you're basically pointing, but you're like, you're not supposed to point.
What?
It's like it's a reluctant pointing. You know, it's like you're like looking around.
No, I was actually looking at you.
Well, okay. Well, I'll agree to disagree. So welcome to As the Rotor Turns. You know, always, here's a disclaimer. This is podcast is my opinion. We do this for fun and, you know, to help other things along and, you know, get some information out there, and as well as it's therapy. Thanks, baby. Sorry. It's therapy, and it, you know, helps some people. Some people like to listen. Trish is going to cough again. Good.
Sorry.
All right. But, you know, it is my opinion, Trish's opinion, not the opinion of our employers, not the opinion of the Rescue Company One, Southeastern Medical Academy, not the opinion of any of our illustrious doctors. Here she goes again.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, you should have a drink and put the phone down. What are you doing on the phone right now? Do you want to tell the people what you're doing on the phone?
I was looking at Urban Dictionary.
Okay. So, work we should have done before the show.
I was looking at other things before.
Okay. So, you know, don't do anything stupid. Don't say that the doctor's here or me or Trish told you to do it. And follow your local protocols.
Yep.
And
Where can they find us?
They can find us on, like, you know,
Of the podcast platforms.
Yeah, podcasts, you know, you can go on to our website, astherotorturns.com.
Yep.
And there you can find us, you know, on all the podcast streaming podcasts, you know, Apple.
Yeah.
Give us some stars. Make a comment.
Yeah.
It helps.
Follow us.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Helps
the algorithm come up. You know, YouTube. You can find some of the podcast things, right? You can find them on YouTube.
I think so.
It goes on everything, you know. And
I have to learn how to put it on YouTube. I don't know how to do that yet.
I think once you put it up on StreamYard, it goes on all of them.
Right? I don't know what Jody does.
Okay, well, hey, anyways, it's a bunch of places you can find us. Go to astherotorturns.com. It'll tell you exactly where you can find us. Show brought to you by Braxton College.
Oh.
You know, good partner of ours. You can get an EMS degree there.
Yep, you can.
You can get a fire science degree there. You can do bachelor's degrees, associate's degrees.
Can I get certified to mermaid dive?
No, I don't think you can do that there.
Not there.
Not there, but you can become a firefighter there. You can become an EMT or a paramedic, you know, and as you listen a couple shows back, there's a shortage of those. So you can go there and get that.
Yeah.
You can also come get extra training at therescuecompany1.com.
Yeah,
you know,
sure can.
You know, come to the Rescue Company
One.
But
not mermaid diving yet.
No mermaid diving yet.
We may be adding that soon.
Okay. If you mention mermaid diving again, I'm walking off the show.
I can't help it.
Well, don't do it.
It cracks me up.
It's irritating. Thanks. So none of that mermaid diving, but you can become public safety diver here.
Mm-hmm.
Get all your water rescue classes, your swift water rescue, your flood, surface, surf.
Mm-hmm.
You can get your flight paramedic sort of, you know, come through here. We can prep you for that. You can get your flight certificate, advanced airway. Go on the website, therescuecompany1.com. Unofficial sponsor of the show, which officially unofficial, is Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer.
Yeah.
You know, it's delicious. Yep. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 1844. Great people out there. I think that's about it.
Sounds good.
Love you.
I love you.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
Like, it's been a long week. So staying on the show today is all dependent on you right now.
Okay.
Solely carrying the show. So, what we got, baby?
We were reading the paper today. No, not today. A couple days ago.
Yeah, we've been reading it quite a bit.
Some of the medical news is that the FDA decided to put out an alert as far as, like, safety goes for the Impella.
Oh, yeah? So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But before we get on the Impella thing, what other news that we have?
The outbreak of dengue fever.
Yeah.
That's, like, a medical emergency in Puerto Rico.
Yep. Did you look that up?
I looked up a little bit of it. Mostly that, like, Well, I looked up a couple of things.
Yeah.
There was a physician that was traveling to one of those countries that ended up getting it, and he was like, who'd have thought? I live in Michigan, and I got dengue fever on vacation.
In the cold months.
It took forever for them to diagnose, I guess.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, if you're in one of those subtropical or tropical climates, you know, it's kind of something you're used to seeing. Brokeback fever is what they call it.
Yeah.
Because tons of back pain you get with it.
Explosive diarrhea.
Explosive diarrhea.
Nausea, vomiting.
Yep.
Dehydration.
Yep. Do you know what's commonly misdiagnosed as, like, the early signs of this other thing?
Lyme's?
No.
Oh.
No.
Wait. What's your question?
So it's often misdiagnosed initially as something else. Like the beginning, signs.
Dengue fever is often, asking me what it's diagnosed as the misdiagnosis?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, like Ebola. Same signs initially as Ebola. Also, second most common misdiagnosis of it is black widow spider bite. Because it gives you
The neuro stuff?
Yeah.
Neurotoxin stuff?
Yeah, all the abdominal and back pain that you get with it.
Yeah.
So usually, you know, leg spasms and pain that you get with it is also signs and symptoms of black widow spider bite.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't read that either.
No. Yeah, well. There you go. There you go.
Well, good.
Since you mentioned Lyme disease, what is Lyme disease most commonly the wrong diagnosis for?
Usually it's diagnosed wrong.
Yes.
Like, usually they diagnose it as something else when it's Lyme disease.
Yeah, but there's other things that people go, that's probably Lyme disease, and it's not.
Oh, I don't know.
Botulism, one that they misdiagnose it with. And then the other one is, most of the time, is Bell's palsy is the other one. So, like, seventh cranial nerve paralysis. Yeah. So things that affect your seventh cranial nerve, mm-hmm. botulism, mm-hmm. Lyme disease,
mm-hmm.
and tetanus.
So... most of the patients that I've had with Lyme disease that have told me lots of times about their misdiagnosis, every single one of them has told me that they did have a tick bite with a bullseye.
Hmm. Yeah. Patients often lie also.
What?
Yes.
All no. Right.
What else on the news? Anything else on the news there?
Bacterial meningitis is on the rise.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, like, it's the highest number since 14.
Yeah, you know why?
No.
You mentioned it earlier.
Did I?
You know, you mentioned that the bacterial meningitis on there, but you didn't read why is, like, the biggest thing?
Did I? No, I didn't really write that down.
Yeah, I love you.
I did write down that, like, the latest strain is 18%, has an 18% fatality rate.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be less than that.
Yep. It was an easy answer. You look at the age group, pediatric population.
Yeah, because they haven't been exposed to as many bugs since our, whatchamacallit, lockdown.
No.
Pandemic.
Well, it has to do with the pandemic. A lot of people are not choosing to vaccinate their kid.
Oh, right.
So the very first vaccine that your kid gets the day it's born is that HV vaccine, which prevents Neisseria, which prevents meningitis and epiglottitis.
I don't know why people would not get meningitis vaccines.
So the elderly people dying from it
is
because they're being exposed to...
by, like, their great-grandkids and grandkids.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. That's some of the data that I read that's come out. It's, like, it's pretty interesting because at my current job, which we can't mention where I work, but allegedly they had a patient with that they transported. They got They got there and then figured out it was that. That was crazy.
Yeah.
So it can be done.
What did they come in with? Neck pain, fevers, headaches?
Yeah, it was baby. But, you know, interesting with babies, like, they can't tell you, but this is a good test question,
mm-hmm.
and it's a good life thing to know. You know, normally if a baby's crying, you pick it up, it stops crying.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But here, every time the mom is holding the baby, the baby's crying.
Because nuchal rigidity.
Yeah, nuchal rigidity. Yeah. So the baby starts crying, and it stops crying when you put it on the lay it down. Opposite of it. Also, petechiae in the legs, things like that to look for. And obviously, people need to know that a patient with meningitis could also be a subarachnoid bleed. Yeah. Because subarachnoid bleeds actually have the same signs and symptoms, right? The worst neck pain and head and pain of the, you know, of your life.
There's a percentage of those that don't even show up on CT, isn't there?
Depends. Yeah, I'm not sure what that thing is, what the percentage is. But the first thing you want to do with a person with neck and head pain is to CT them, right?
Yeah.
Because you want to make sure you're...
It's not a bleed before you spinal tap them.
Yeah.
Because that'll be bad.
Yeah. Well, you know, you could herniate them, right? You spinal tap them, and then the release of pressure is going to draw the brain downward. Not a good thing.
No.
You know, so I actually had viral meningitis.
Yeah.
I was 18. I've told you the story before. I may have even told on the podcast, but great. So new dude show up to work, head and neck pain, and I'm turning like this, and they're like, you need to go home. And then they go, hold on a second. You probably should go to the hospital. And they drove me to the hospital, and then they're like, you know, check me, and then they spinal tap me.
Oh.
And
how horrible was that?
Wasn't that bad. I mean, they did like a little, they put a little lidocaine over it, and then they hit me in the spine.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess I, like, when I had Xander, I had a, like, they didn't give me an epidural because they didn't have time.
Mm-hmm.
They just did a block.
Yeah.
And I don't remember it really hurting at all.
Nah, they did a pretty good job. But, the, you know, how they know where it's bacterial versus viral.
The sugar.
The glucose, right? The glucose in the spinal fluid. So if there's low glucose in your spinal fluid, bacteria. Bacteria is like a live person, needs sugar to live, right?
Yeah.
If it's viral, just chilling out in there, not eating sugar.
Yeah.
So they, so that's how they know. You know, it's not the clarity of the fluid and all that shenanigans, you know, that people tell
you. How much blood is in there?
Yeah. Yeah, because sometimes they're bloody. You know, we've seen a lot of those when we worked in the PDR.
Yeah.
Before, so. Mm-hmm. But anyways, yeah, and then they, you know, they're like, hey, you're gonna be fine, go home, here's some, you know, meds to make you feel comfortable, which they take some Tylenol and Motrin. And so I'm laying on this couch that I have, you know, in my house, and mind you,
was it a hammock?
No, it was a couch. Oh. I had a regular futon. You know, I had a futon couch, and I had a hammock, which is where I would sleep in. And I got this giant TV.
Yep.
And I'm watching the Yankees play. So it's a Sunday when I'm home. And David Wells pitches a perfect game.
Oh.
Which is like the fifth or third or fifth perfect game in the history of the major leagues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like the, you know, the second Yankees perfect, you know, game. It's pretty fucking big deal. You know, so.
Did you fall asleep during the game?
No, fuck no. I didn't do, I didn't move. I didn't do anything because I felt that if I did anything in my house. David Wells, I would fuck up his mojo. You know what I'm saying? So
is that why they haven't done another perfect game?
Probably. Or have they? Probably.
Because you don't have meningitis and you weren't like just like that.
Are you want to tell a story or you want me to finish it?
No.
Okay. Well, let's move on to the next thing then. You want me to finish the story? Or?
Yes, please.
Okay, good. Like, so anyways, years later, I'm at Bayflight and we do this annual education thing. And then we do this like wings and beer. At the at this bar after the education days, and I'm there because I'm teaching all 3 days, and there's a Rays game going on, and the bar's across the street from where the Rays play. David Wells lives there. He's there. He's at the bar, and I'm seeing him, and I go, you know, I'm like, hey man, big fan, loved you with the Yankees, you know, Yankees traded him like a month later. Maybe even less than a month.
Why?
To the Blue Jays. Who the fuck knows? Well, he's an asshole. David Wells is an asshole. But David Wells was supposed to pitch that day. That's one of the greatest things about this story. He was not supposed to pitch that day. So the night before, he partied with the SNL cast. So he
that
is.
Had to have been fun.
Yeah. He is completely shit-faced in the clubhouse when they go, hey, you're up, man. Whoever was supposed to start was sick. David Wells is like warming up, puking, so hungover. And then he said he kind of like woke up in the third inning. And like, they didn't realize he was pitching a perfect game.
Wow.
And I was like, dude, I felt like I was helping you because I was on the couch and telling the whole story. He didn't give a fuck. He was like, go fuck yourself, man. I was like, that was a good day. I love David.
Was that when like, Farley and like David Spade? And
I'm not quite sure who the cast was then. We have to look that up. That's a good little trivia.
Chris Farley.
I love that guy.
Me too.
So yeah, it'd be a good little trivia to see who was on the cast then. It was like
Adam Sandler.
1999. Yes, baby. You can continue to name.
I love those guys.
Okay, well, everybody gets it. Yes. So, but yeah, so that was like my David Wells story, meningitis. But so that's on the rise. Vaccinate your fucking kids.
Yeah, you should do that.
You know, it's ooh, like
we saw a couple of cases of smallpox recently.
Yeah, like all kinds of shit that people used to get vaccinated for.
Yeah.
People aren't getting vaccinated for now. It's like, it's fucking crazy.
Some of them like came to the hospital and then they left.
I can't wait till we bring polio back.
I don't want to.
Yeah. Well, like, we got to vaccinate people.
I didn't really
people.
Want smallpox either.
Yeah. Measles, pox. Mumps, rubella, all kinds of shit that you don't really see a whole bunch of. You got to vaccinate your fucking kids, you hippie fucks. You know, like, that's the fucking vaccination for a reason. And I get it. I get it that, you know, vaccines
are scary.
We did some fucked up shit with vaccines, you know.
We have.
And created other shit, but that's for a different day to talk about. But like, people are assholes, you know. Yeah, but, you know, I get the COVID vaccine scare shit out there. You know what I'm saying? I get it. I get people, you know, you have the right to choose on that one. But, like, childhood vaccines, they're proven to fucking work. Let's go ahead and give those a whirl. You know what I mean? Let's vaccinate
so
them.
If people have the choice to vaccinate or not vaccinate, do you think us as healthcare workers should be able to have the choice as to whether or not we treat unvaccinated people?
I don't think we have that choice.
I know we don't have that choice. I said, do you think we should?
No, I don't think we should.
Really?
No.
Like, if you're going to put yourself in that situation to get whatever it is that you didn't get vaccinated for,
I think why do
I need to expose myself to that? Because, well, you decided to not do it.
You should go work at a doctor's office.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying? I think if you're like in a general practice office type environment, I think you have a choice. You have a choice to not take on that patient. But if you're in the emergency setting, you don't have a choice.
Well, I mean, clearly.
As the owner of a company that the slogan is, you know, we do these things so that others may live, should understand we sometimes don't get to pick our stupid patients.
No, I'm very well aware.
Yeah. We don't get to pick stupid people.
I see them all the time.
Yes. And it's like, it is what it is, man. Protect yourself. Right? Like Wu-Tang says, protect your neck.
Yeah, you should.
You know what I mean? Fucking protect your neck. That should be the name of the podcast right now. Okay. This episode.
All right,
you know,
I got it.
Like,
I heard you.
Protect your neck. You know, put your shit on that you're supposed to put on. You don't know what, you know. My brother told me this shit, like, back in, you know, the advices that he gave me as I graduate from nursing school.
I love this.
Yeah, you know, he's like, listen, if there's ever any ass thrown, he goes, let me see how he started. I'm trying to remember how he started. He started it basically like this. He goes, you're about to embark on a journey where there's a whole lot of ass that you're going to get that you don't even have to ask for because you're the only dude there. You know, so pay attention to that. And if there's ever any ass that you, on your best day of game, you could not get, don't take that on. That's bad. It's a bad choice. You'll either end up murdered or with, like, a horrible venereal disease.
Yeah. Has that ever happened to you?
Yes. Some of the stuff you said has maybe come true. I don't have any venereal diseases, but I'm, you know, close to it.
Yeah.
I've been close.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that's one of the advice, you know. And then he always said, you know, hey, man, you know, everybody lies.
Yeah.
All patients lie.
All of them.
And they all have AIDS. If you go by that rule, nothing bad's ever going to happen to you. You're always going to assess your patient like you're supposed to. And you don't protect yourself.
Which movie has that song? Everybody has AIDS.
Oh, that's a good one. That's
is
Team
it
America.
Team America?
Team America.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. AIDS, AIDS. So, and also in, it's also in the, God, what's that freaking, the Book of Mormon.
Oh, right.
Yep. It's pretty awesome. Hello.
Hi.
You remember that? This first song.
Oh, yep.
I love you. You're the love of my life.
Oh, you're the love of my life.
So, but yeah. So, vaccinate your people. Anything else on the news?
Yeah.
What else?
Cat Williams and Mike Tyson and...
Speaking the truth out there.
50 Cent.
They've been called crazy.
They've been called crazy for a while.
They were called crazy. They were told that there's no way you're telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? Go fuck yourself, you guys. And you know, granted, like...
It's still all accusations. Allegedly, it happened.
It's all alleged. But, you know, when you get... Listen, I love Mike Tyson. I'm not... I've never been... other than seeing him... other than seeing him on... Cat Williams, other than seeing some of his stand-up and stuff, I'm not saying I'm not a fan. I just maybe not, you know, aware really of a lot like of his Cat works. Williams. I know you do.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do love 50 Cent.
Yeah, me too.
And I do love Mike Tyson. In all aspects of their lives. I think they're awesome.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're when they say things, you may be suspicious of the message that comes out if you don't really know them. And for the grand public out there, they go, the guy with the face tattoo is saying this, and I really like Puff Daddy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know, maybe none of it's true. You know, who knows? You know.
That's a lot of accusations for it to not be true.
But I do want to
bring... In my opinion.
Yes. I do want to bring up a few things.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, like, I think that even if the person was bad, if you're jamming out to one of their songs that comes up on your playlist... You shouldn't be embarrassed about it.
Agreed.
You know, because I do love a lot of shit. Like,
I love Michael Jackson.
Me too. I do like an R. Kelly song or two.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be looked like as an asshole because I've listened to an R. Kelly song.
It doesn't really, like, just, they make good music.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that they're a good person.
You know, and I like some Bad Boy records that have come out. You know what I mean? It's like, I love Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
You know, Biggie. I love that dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, yeah, you know, I'm not going to race the man's work. It's always, I discuss this with people all the time. Like, it's amazing how you can erase a person's whole life by just
sucking a dick.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, Fred, you know, the bridge builder, greatest architect, top of his class, built some badass bridges.
Yep.
You know, shit, bridges that can sustain a boat hitting it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I didn't do that.
You know, well, this is not Fred's bridge that just collapsed. But, you know, I'm talking about this mythical bridge-building architect out there.
Yeah.
And he's built 100,000 bridges. Sucks one dick. He's Fred the Dick Sucker. You know what I mean? It's amazing. Yeah. You know, a little piece of news that's out there. You know, and I'm bringing this up. It's not my best friend bringing this up, but... I like to talk about crackhead commissioners that steal money from cities.
I saw that. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, man.
She got charged.
Yeah, she's charged because she's a crackhead.
Yeah, and she's been one for a
long fucking time, and we ignore it.
I don't know how we get city commissioners that have such big drug problems.
I don't fucking know either, but this biz is fucking nuts.
And a crackhead.
Yeah. And like all the people that stood in front when, you know, like they indicted Josh and all this shit.
Yeah.
Speaking about it, she's so great and this and that. And you know something? Hmm. He did something to protect his crew.
Yeah.
Which
is good. Like, patience lie.
So for the people that don't know out there, you know, my best friend that I started the company with that has been on the podcast a few times, he basically responded to a call.
Yep.
It's like five white dudes.
Yeah.
No, six white guys and a naked black woman that basically got called to get a person that like passed their checkout. Like mm-hmm. And when they walk into a mess, like cigarettes on the floor, this is a good hotel.
Yeah.
You know, bottles everywhere, broken glass, all this stuff. What's that?